Good afternoon. You're listening to Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you the latest on local political news. On today's show, we will be discussing the 2018 plan from the federal government about immigration, which has been recently released. There's been debate within the Quebec government about controversial policies and issues, and the questionable decision from the city of Longueuil to dump sewage into the St. Lawrence River later this week. This all coming next on Politics in Action. The federal government has launched a campaign to communicate the benefits of immigration and push back against what the minister in charge of the file calls anti-immigration, anti-refugee rhetoric. Immigration Minister Ahmed Hussein said, "Canada's immigration system is well managed and, for the most part, selective." He stated during a speech and question and answer session at the Canadian Club in Toronto that as long as Canadians see the benefits of immigration, they support it. "We cannot take what we have for granted. The anti-immigration, anti-refugee rhetoric that is all around us, we are not immune to. This is the challenge before all of us, to double down on immigration, but also to really, really communicate and listen carefully and communicate the real benefits of immigration locally. Because if not, it's going to be difficult for certain people who have anxieties about the economy and about their future to see immigration as a positive thing." The new communications campaign comes as the Liberals continue to be hammered by the opposition Conservatives over border security and the government's handling of asylum seekers crossing into Canada outside of regular border points. The Conservatives have declared it as a crisis, while the government insists it's a challenge that is being capably managed. As part of the federal initiative, Hussein launched the Immigration Matters website, which provides information on how the system works and how immigration offsets the economic effects of an aging population by meeting the economy's labor needs. He said, "We are now living in a world where the word immigrant evokes starkly different responses as global migration reaches levels not seen since the Second World War." He said that Canada is isolated from the pressures of global migration patterns experienced in countries like Germany, where hundreds of thousands of people have arrived to claim asylum. Canada specifically is in an optimal location compared to the European countries facing mass amounts of asylum seekers every day, since we are sheltered around three oceans. But lately, there has been an influx in people crossing irregularly from the U.S. between ports of entry, making us face the challenges similar to others. Hussein said Canada must be vigilant in ensuring that newcomers integrate successfully while listening to the legitimate concerns of people who fear immigrants will take jobs. The government says its communications efforts will present statistics and showcase success stories to show that immigrants help the economy and create jobs for Canadians. On the other side, immigration critic Michelle Rampel said Canadians' confidence in the immigration system has been eroded by the Liberal government's handling of asylum seekers illegally entering the country. They see this as a blatant abuse of Canada's social programs and a sign of the government's misplaced priorities, she stated. Where Canadians have lost support for immigration over the last year stems from the fact that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has created a new permanent stream of entry into the country with a zero-day wait time, which has no sort of criterion on who can enter it and places a great burden on Canadian social welfare programs. Trudeau's approach to the immigration file has been unfocused, unplanned, and ill thought out, she stated. Many other immigrant critics have blamed the newcomers for the long-standing affordable housing shortage that existed before the current wave of border crossers. This accusation can be very dangerous and misleading as it further pits citizens against newcomers in a war for housing. As a result, the federal government has given Toronto $11 million to defray the cost of resettling asylum seekers, part of a $50 million package for Quebec, Ontario, and Manitoba, the provinces most affected by those entering Canada outside official border points. On November 1st, Hussein revealed that Canada will take 40,000 more immigrants in 2021 than it plans to accept this year. The target for new arrivals in Canada will rise to 350,000, which is nearly 1% of the country's population. The figures were as part of a government's updated multi-year immigration levels plan, which covers the next 3 years. The target rises annually from 310,000 this year, counting all classes of new arrivals. The vast majority of these newcomers are coming under economic programs designed to address skills shortages and gaps in the labor market. Hussein said that economic immigration is badly needed in areas across the country that are short on workers and long on older residents. The hunger for workers is huge in certain regions across Canada. The new immigration plan would, according to Hussein, enable the country to continue to be more competitive in the global market, while also continue to represent Canada as a welcoming country and to position us to continue to be a leader in skills attraction. Many immigrant advocates and economic groups had called for bigger increases to Canada's immigration members. Hussein said that the Liberal government is taking a measured approach, keeping in mind the need to ensure newcomers have access to suitable settlement services. A local example of this is our neighboring city, Quebec, shortages of workers. Recently, tourism in Quebec has been booming, with 2017 seeing the highest number of visitors in its history. But business owners were far from prepared, and some even went as far to say that 2017 was an absolute disaster. A restaurant owner states that the number of customers was phenomenal, but there weren't people to serve them. According to a new study from 1981 to 2010, the number of people between 15 and 44 decreased by over 5%. Pierre Yves, with the Federation of the Chamber of Commerce of Quebec, states that workforce shortages is the number one concern of businesses and entrepreneurs right now. We estimate that Quebec will need to find 100,000 workers over the next 10 years to fill our labor force needs. Furthermore, to accommodate the influx, the government needs to be able to house them. You need to be able to resettle them and provide integration services. The Trudeau government did increase funding for settlement services by 30% since taking office, but if the immigration level plans were increased dramatically, this would require even further funding increases. The government also plans to follow a gradual increase so our immigrant systems can be able to process, communities can be able to absorb them, and local immigrant partnerships can do their work, he stated. We can't just go from 450,000 at once. We need to build up to that. Meanwhile, as the global number of displaced persons reached a record high, 68.5 million last year, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees has called on countries around the world to do more to help those being pushed out of their homes by wars, violence, and persecution. Canada does plan to gradually increase the number of refugees it will accept under its humanitarian family reunification and sponsorship programs from 43,000 to reach 51,000 by 2021. Nevertheless, the lion's share of the new admissions under Canada's immigration levels plan, 72%, will be allocated to economic programs in 2021. Hussein says he acknowledges that more must be done to help refugees around the world, and says he fights every single day to increase the number of refugees Canada admits. He also noted that Canada has exported its program, allowing private citizens to sponsor refugees to several other countries that previously did not offer a program. The United Kingdom has implemented its own version of Canada's program, with Ireland and Germany set to do the same. Additional funding has been earmarked to bring 1,000 vulnerable women and girl refugees to Canada over the next few years. On Thursday, Premier François Legault met with two other leaders, the federal opposition leader and Andrew Scheer, the mayor of Quebec City. The main purpose of this meeting was for the new premier to explain his considered radical proposals and try to convince his counterparts to jump on board and promote them. Legault got support for some of his ideas, but when it comes to immigration, the new premier still has some convincing to do. Before the morning meeting with Scheer, Legault told reporters the two men were going to talk about the economy, religious symbols, and immigration. Coming out of that meeting, the Federal Conservative Party leader didn't support the Premier's plan for immigration, nor a values test. Scheer states that he believes it's important for the federal government under our jurisdiction to make sure the services are there to promote integration. On religious symbols, Scheer took a harder line, saying that he respects provincial jurisdictions. Our party supports freedom of expressions, fundamental freedoms. He stated that it's not something we're going to embark on federally. Legault has promised to lower the number of immigrants by 10,000 a year. At the same time, the federal government plans to take in 40,000 more by 2021, as stated before. On this issue, Scheer seems to be more aligned with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau than the new Quebec government. Scheer stated, "We have to find out exactly what we need as a society to fill vacant jobs, to make sure that we're having a population growth, and once we figured out what those needs are, then we arrive at a number, not the other way around." Thursday afternoon, Legault held a similar meeting with Quebec City Mayor Régis Labaume. During the election campaign, Mayor Labaume was very vocal in his opposition to Legault's plan to decrease immigration levels, saying this would aggravate the labor shortage in the capital. However, on Thursday, Labaume said he could get behind the plan after assurances from the premier. He stated that what is important is that we answer the needs of Quebec's companies. And Legault explained that Quebec will select more immigrants based on employment needs in the region. On to some more disheartening news. The city of Longueuil has received permits from both the Quebec and Canadian governments to dump an estimate of 160 million liters of raw sewage into the St. Lawrence River starting November 15th. The city says the move is necessary since they need to replace two damaged sections in their underground infrastructure that feeds sewage to a treatment facility. The repairs will take place over the course of 6 weeks, but they will only be releasing the sewage over the course of an 8-day period. During that time, the city will dump the equivalent of 8 Olympic pools of untreated water every day. One of their pumping stations will have to be closed during the works, and that's why they'll have to dump the sewage. The city stated in a press release that the course of action that was chosen is the one that will have less impact on the fauna, environment, and people using the river and citizens. They added the month of November was chosen because there is less activity on the river, less people use the St. Lawrence River, water levels are low, and it's not mating season for several fish species. Longueuil says they will take all necessary precautions to inform citizens and people who visit the area of the works. No interruptions to water services or to traffic are expected. However, the city says residents should limit their water consumption between November 15th and November 22nd. Longueuil is following a trend of dumping sewage into the river as both Quebec City dumped around 46 million liters last February, and even more significant is the city of Montreal dumped 8 billion liters in 2015, despite huge controversy amongst locals and even a petition signed by 99,000 people. This has been Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Anna, bringing you the latest on local political news. Thank you for listening.